Thank you so much for joining us, Matt.
Thank you. Good morning.
Now, I mean, why do you think we're seeing an increase in China's foreign interference at this current moment in time?
Well, it's foreign interference, but it's interference from many different levels in terms of cyber interference, in terms of physical interference. And really what we're seeing is the same situation that's happening in Russia is a concept called hybrid threat, is where a country can interfere or project power into another country using a number of different means, whether that's technology, whether it's people-based in terms of exploiting people. It's all the same outcome of what they're trying, of what countries are trying to do, is to gain information or manipulate decision-making processes.
Absolutely. And how do you think the government, the Australian government, will respond? Do you think they might refrain from pursuing this too much further to kind of protect the economic relationship it has with China?
Well, we're certainly in a unique situation with China in terms of them being our largest trading partner. But the issue is, should Australia be held back, hold hostage or blackmailed by another country? And I think the government will do the right thing in terms of deterring, any potential countries that want to interfere with Australia, but also make it very clear that Australia is here, you know, to trade and partner with other countries as well. So I think the government's doing the right thing. We've seen, you know, the report about foreign interference in universities released. The government's very transparent and open about the situation. And really, that's one of the advantages of being in a democracy, is that we do have this open, transparent debate. And I think we're just beginning to see the start of that debate.
Absolutely. And so what kind of interest do you think China might have in interfering within Australian politics? Do you think it has anything to do with like the concept that we are probably the closest Western country to China?
Well, in terms of a lot of the Chinese influence campaigns, and we see this particularly with their cyber campaigns and how they're trying to influence particularly countries, it's really pushing forward this concept of a one China concept in regards of China, you know, being a greater entity, you know, incorporating Taiwan, Hong Kong, Macau, the new reclaimed islands in the South China Sea. It's also putting forward their economic vision in terms of the One Belt strategy. So in terms of China's influence and cyber influence, what they're trying to do is put forward long-term statements that they want countries to agree with. When you compare that with Russia, Russia is after short-term disruption. You know, they're trying to disrupt elections. They're trying to disrupt alliances and relationships, you know, in a European context. So we actually see a number of different models, regarding influence and cyber influence. But the Chinese model is much more of a long-term model and strategy.
Yeah, right, of course. It seemed to be kind of like a slow working, but in the end, working plan.
Yes.
So do you think we could see any kind of retaliation in the future?
As we spoke about before, Australia's unique, trading relationship with China does put us in that sort of strange situation, is that we are dependent upon their trade in the same way as China's, you know, dependent upon our goods. So it's finding that balance in terms of protecting Australian sovereignty, but also then protecting, you know, Australia's trade, and also protecting Australia as a sovereign state and as a cyber sovereign state as well.
Of course. And now, last but not least, looking specifically at the dealio with the Liberal Party member Nick Zhao, who's offered $1 million in exchange for running for the Melbourne suburban seat of Chisholm. How do you think this will kind of like, and everything else that's going on with China, how do you think this will kind of reflect on the Liberal Party? Because I know that we've seen with the Liberal Party some criticism towards the Labour Party for some somewhat similar dealings.
Well, certainly in case with the Chisholm seat, it does raise questions. What I hope you'll see is actually bipartisan support from all sides of Parliament, to deal with this issue. So hopefully, instead of political parties trying to score points off each other, they would actually recognise this issue of influence and cyber influence as being a bigger challenge faced in Australia and work together to deal with this situation.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Matt. It's been great having you on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you.